This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's fun?
I'm happy of the. Okay. I'm proud of the path I'm on.
What are you playing? How bad can you let Slacker down? Because you're winning.
Whee!
If you've missed out on this, there's a couple things going on. Oh my God, we haven't talked about this enough yet. There's a couple things we really absolutely have to talk about real quick. Cards for Kids is going swimmingly.
Yes.
I want to get out the nice stuff before I start yelling at Aaron.
Perfect. I love that.
We want Valentine's cards for the kids who are patients at any of the Children's Hospital Colorado locations. It kind of just came up on the show about a week ago, and all of a sudden teachers started volunteering.
Yeah.
Aaron has driven to a couple schools today, I think.
One today, Maple Grove Elementary. I even got some cards from Officer Seabass in Jeffco. Risen Christ Catholic Church drops them off. There were some more drop off, but I don't know who they're from. But thank you. Thank you guys
but
so much.
But if you're just a mom, a grandma, a dad, a grandpa, an uncle, and you got kids, they want to make some cards, make them. You can drop them off at the station, 4700 South Syracuse, 10th floor. Or you can go to any Big O location.
Any Big O location.
37 locally owned and operated, and you just walk right in. There's like a box or an envelope or something that says...
There's got to be one close to you.
There definitely is one close to you. And I'm hitting a couple schools tomorrow, and next week you're hitting something tomorrow, I think.
I am, yep.
Which is weird because there's plenty of restraining orders that tell me I shouldn't be going to schools anymore.
It was weird going into an elementary school, like buzzing in and being like, I'm here to pick up cards.
How long's it been?
I think at least 15 years.
Don't you feel like an effing giant?
The door handle was like on the ground.
So low.
I was like, how it's am I incredible. Supposed to reach
You're
that?
Like, roar! Yes. Just tromping down the hallways.
It was great.
Kicking tiny little chairs out of the way. You're like, I'm master of all I see. Yeah. Roar! It's awesome. Are you going to an elementary school?
I am, yeah.
You already go to Leo's. It's like it's lost on you.
I've had teacher conferences where I sit on the little chair.
Oh, you're my like, God. I cannot wait to sit in one of those.
I want
to
sit in a little chair and eat broccoli and
for
be like,
me,
look
I'm
at
like,
the trees.
I'm like, this thing's going to break.
Yeah.
Sure. We should test this.
So, yes, keep those coming. Make some cards. If you have a classroom of people doing it or whatever and you need help with a pickup, we can try to arrange that. So just send emails to theslackershow@alice1059.com. That's one thing I want to get out of the way. Next thing, Super Bowl is coming up. We're allowed to say that because we're not doing any promotions for it. In fact, I'm doing an anti-promotion. F the Super Bowl. F, like these same two teams were in there. Yes, like I don't care. I hate the Chiefs. And I've
can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
So obviously, I know it was the Chiefs last year. It was the Eagles too. Oh, that's right. Because the Kelce brothers with the split jersey on the mom. I remember.
But everyone's only mad about the Chiefs. I haven't heard a lot of like, oh, man, the Eagles again.
Well, the problem with the Super Bowl when it comes to like that, like if you're a fan of one of those teams, I went through this. I was married to a Patriots fan, right? And they went so many times and we tried to go to the Super Bowls and we got into a couple of them. And, you know, even when nobody likes a Super Bowl, you're the get in the door price is $2,500 and above.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're an average living in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania human, and your team was at the Super Bowl last year and you scraped all your money together, you can't afford to go again.
No way.
You just can't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so none of those people can go. The Kansas City people have been in like six of the last seven Super Bowls and they're like, help! We can't go! We can't afford it! So, like, nobody wants to go to it.
Well, that's
We're just tired of the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's just a ticket. You got to travel, you got to stay, yes. and everything is just
And the hotel
super
prices
expensive.
Are out of control. Mm-hmm. Like, most people aren't wanting to buy the tickets. The ticket prices of the Super Bowl are plummeting because people can't afford to stay.
Like,
the tickets first went on sale, it looked like it was going to be the highest get-in price. It was like $9,000 to get in. It's like $2,500 right now to get in. It is dropped through the floor.
Wow.
No one wants to go. And no one wants to see it. It's just, the refs are going to cheat again, and the Chiefs are going to win, and like, Patrick's going to come out there, and hey-ho, and welcome to the Patrick Show. Ah! Stupid.
Good. Yeah.
So I have committed to literally not watching this game. And if I go somewhere and they have a TV, I'm leaving or I'm breaking the TV or we're watching. You ready for this, buddy?
Mm.
Q.
V-C.
Wow.
If you're a bar and you'll throw QVC on every damn TV,
oh, yeah.
I'll open a tab that'll make you proud.
See, now I'm kind of in on it because I like the commercials and I like the snacks. And so I don't want to give up the Super Bowl for those reasons. But if I could eat snacks while watching QVC, that's a regular Wednesday night for me.
Yes.
That does sound nice.
QVC party.
Okay.
Well, then just 14 seconds ago, Aaron goes, I think.
I said, I'm considering going to a bar to watch it.
You're not going to a regular bar. You're going to the View House. There's TVs all over that thing.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the bar and then tell the coup de grace of this whole stupid plan?
And I'm planning to not drink. I'm going to continue
that. They don't want you there.
I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Diak is torn between QVC and eating.
I am.
Oh, what do I do? You're not really.
I'm debating
by
it.
By yourself?
Yeah. No. No. God, no. Okay.
Just this lonely redhead in the corner, like.
But you're not interested in the game at all. You're not coming back around as we're getting closer at all. Even with the Taylor, I've heard rumors like, oh, he's going to propose. He's going to. That doesn't do anything.
No. It's okay.
Then why do you want to go?
To hang out with friends there.
Which one?
Rachel.
I meant which View House.
Oh.
Never mind. Find me a bar with QVC and Hack and I will come in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.